Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, we are back. We've got another episode of the Football Drop Podcast. We've got another guest in this episode, so
hang on.
And we'll be talking to them very soon. But first, Ben, how you doing? How's your week been?
Before we go into that, I just want to say well done for the intro this week. You sound more enthusiastic. You sound awake. So I'm really impressed. Thank you.
All right.
But before we get into it...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think there's something you want to say to all the listeners before you even ask about my week.
Okay, so we're going straight into this
straight
then, are we?
Straight into this, mate. Straight
okay,
in.
So it is an apology. It's not just me that's apologising, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not sorry at all?
No, I'm very apologetic, but I didn't forget.
You didn't forget?
You're the brains behind the operation this season.
Right, okay. This season. I love how you added that in.
A lot of, issues. Four episodes in.
Such a prick. Throwing me under the bus. Okay, so on behalf of the FDP, I just want to apologise for not mentioning the Lionesses last week. We was going to, and then we didn't because it's a bit up in the air. We're going to go into what's going on now. But we should have done, and hindsight is that wonderful thing where we should have spoken about everything that happened.
Yes, you should have. You should have.
Yeah, because it's just me on this podcast. Had dinner with Lou on Friday, which was really nice to catch up with her. Had a really nice dinner. Had loads left over and ate more than we should have. But she was basically saying, you know, we should be doing better, boys. Also...
Sorry, Lou.
She's had a view not from the urinal, but from the toilets. because she doesn't go in the urinals. So she's been...
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's experienced the view. So she knows nice. Exactly what we're talking about. She might have gone to the urinal, though. That was quite, you know...
Very presumptuous of you, though.
She did tell me, though. So I'm right. Anyway, shout out, Lou. Thank you. And I apologise to everybody out there for letting you down with the lionesses. Now, let's get into the lionesses. Mate, well done for getting to the World Cup final. Oh, I know. Yeah, sorry. I should say I was going to do a video, wasn't I? And yes. Say well done to the lionesses
so
and stuff.
Apologies on for you.
But I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't find the time after my hectic weekend, which we'll probably get into. But lionesses, fantastic. Well done for getting to the World Cup final. Great effort. I watched everything that I could of the tournament, which wasn't as much as I wanted to, but... everything I could watch, I did watch. They were great. We are still going to plan on going to a WSL game if we can this year, when we can.
Ooh, on that, Arsenal versus Aston Villa tickets are up.
Yeah.
At the Emirates as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be good. So I'll try and get tickets for that if I can.
Yeah, certainly. But yeah, well done to the Lionesses. Now, do we talk about what's going on with... Oh, just typing away.
Yeah,
nothing's here. Nothing's here. Do we talk about your weekend, or do you want to go into a little bit more about women's football?
I think we need to go into women's football. Screw the weekend at the moment, because the whole sort of situation with the medal award giving for Spain. This Rubiales guy, who's president of
Spanish FA.
Yeah. Is it the women's FA or the FA?
FA.
I don't know what one. Basically, he just decided to just go full in on a kiss for Jenny Hermoso.
Yep.
And this has blown up massively for obvious reasons. She didn't consent. She didn't say, hey, kiss a kiss. Nothing like that. He's just taken full advantage of her. It is sexual assault. Simple as that. There's no way around it.
But so what's he saying then? He's saying it's consensual, isn't he?
Yeah, he said it's something he said. It's like, oh, that's what we do.
I think
he didn't do that to anyone else. I understand the greet when you do like the on each cheek kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for ending all kissing, all handshakes, all cuddling. I'm up for ending all of that.
Boom.
Yeah, I mean, even that might be a bit too much. What's up with a little salute?
Hello.
A little wave, a little hi, are you all right?
Hello.
Me and you, we greet each other at the door. Little respect. I mean, I did get a little hug off you on Saturday, which we'll probably go into. Sunday, rather, which we'll probably go into. But anyway... That's getting way off topic. So he was lifted up by her or something like that. Anyway,
he grabbed her like proper by the head and everything, like forced her in.
He felt it appropriate to go into a full on kiss on the lips, grabbed her by her face, both hands on her face, in with a kiss. Now, where do you stand on this?
Gone.
So that happens. You're in the moment. You've cocked up big time.
Yeah.
What do you do now? So you've made a mistake. What do you do?
You've got to own up to it.
Yeah, but he seems to be taking the tact of just owning it and just going, it was consensual. It was this, that, and the other. Saying that you know, all of this stuff. I don't really understand why he's going down this route.
I think it's because, yeah, I don't know whether he just thinks, if I keep this going, I can just blag it. I can get away with this. It's like, no, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I thought it was a normal thing. People are blowing it out of proportion, blah, 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 and just plead ignorance to it. Because it seems to be his tactic, but it's disgusting.
So what happens? So just trying to look at it from a different perspective. Do you think, right... Because we hear about cancel culture, wokeism, all this sort of stuff. I mean, if you talk about wokeism, I think there's just it's just being right rather than just being ignorant.
Not always.
Let's not go down that route.
Not always. There's certain things you think, oh, for fuck's sake, shut up.
So, again, that's down to a personal opinion, which we won't go into. But with that cancel culture, if he owns up to it and says, do you know what, made a mistake, I shouldn't have done that, it was non-consensual, is that then okay? Or does it then go further into you're sacked, you're going to go to...
I think either way, it's going to end up that way.
Be arrested. Yeah, it is. You're going to be, get arrested or, whatever it is for the non... because it was non-consensual.
Absolutely.
Should it be then that if he did own up to it and say, yeah, that was my mistake, that there was no, and he goes on and he learns from it and he moves forward, that's okay. So he should be allowed to make a mistake, or could be allowed to make a mistake. But if he does what he's doing now, where he just flat out denies, bearing in mind, we all saw it. So he's basically saying, that didn't happen. Yeah, it did. We saw it. So he's going to have that anyway because he's denied it, and actually he's going to be... So what's the right thing to do? Because he's damned if he does and he's damned if he don't.
Oh, he's absolutely screwed, but he should have done it. Simple as that.
That's
the key thing.
100% agree with that, yeah. I'm not stacking up for him or anything like that. I'm just looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, I just think at this point, he's... I genuinely believe the tactic is, well, if I just keep denying it, eventually people would say, like, when it comes to punishment, he knows he's going to be punished for it no matter what. He's going to lose his job, probably going to get a fine, potential prison sentence, blah, blah, blah. But if he sort of sticks on his path of, well, I didn't know, I'm sorry, it didn't really go that way, I don't understand that, he can just plead ignorance to it. And I think that's all he's doing.
Mm.
So then he gets the stage of, oh, well, it just happened. It's like, well, I didn't understand what was wrong about it. And he pleads ignorance and they go on the awareness courses and all that sort of shit, which is a cop-out. You should know your fundamental principles is you can't just go and kiss someone.
Yeah.
Especially when there's millions of people potentially watching this.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't do it regardless of that.
No, but that, especially that. There's cameras everywhere.
And his position as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's abusing his position of power, but equally, like... whether it's right or wrong, and I'm not justifying this for a second, but if he thinks that's fine to do, you'd at least be aware that there's loads of cameras watching you.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, he shouldn't think that anyway, but, beside the point of, you're on camera. It's the same as, like, people tackling people and punching them in the face on the pitch and saying, I didn't do it. Well, yeah. Like, well, there's cameras watching you, so how can you say you didn't do it? We watched you do it.
You did do it, yeah.
So you can't deny that. So I think the tactic is, I didn't realise it's wrong. Which is a cop-out.
It is a cop-out. And I think that the Spanish FA, with some of the statements that they've made about her just lying, that they're going to take legal action against her, It's just, I think that they've just gone about it in the complete wrong way. Going about it in the complete wrong way, despite that they've suspended him now for 90 days...
Pending an investigation.
So he probably will lose his job, but should this not have happened when we all saw it on film a few weeks ago? Also, his mum, I've heard this random story, that his mum has gone on hunger strike and has gone to her local church and said that she will not eat again until she withdraws her statement. Because when she did it, when it happened, she said, oh, no, it was fine, all good.
Who said this?
Her mum. Jenny, yeah. And then after she said that, she went, I felt really uncomfortable and I didn't consent to it. And then she changed her mind because there was apparently pressure on her from the Spanish FA. And then she's come out and said, no, it was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. So his mum saying she should go back to what was said in the first place. And I'm like,
shut up.
Yeah.
In my opinion, staff then.
So his rap sheet, right? So he was the one that sacked Lopetegui before he agreed, just before the, was it the World Cup?
Yeah.
Just before the World Cup, because he went to Real Madrid. In 2019, he was accused by an architect of assault and non-payment when she was renovating his house. He was acquitted in 2021. He was accused of a conflict of interest when messages between him and Piqué were leaked, in which they were discussing a deal to play the Spanish Super Cup in Saudi Arabia. Denied that. He's been accused of claiming rent expenses from the Spanish Federation and of recording compromising calls with government officials. Denied that.
Oh.
And he has continued to back George Vilda, who's the women's coach, against... who several women have protested against him and has reportedly offered him a new contract extension. So,
surely at this point, you've got to think, I think there might be something wrong here.
You think he might be a bit of a prick.
Just a bit. Just a bit.
And the Spanish FA, also, bit of pricks.
Every Spanish women's footballer should just refuse to play for Spain.
85 have refused to play.
It's not enough.
There has been...
All of them need... Their next fixture, all of them need to refuse. Anyone at youth level need to really stand against this.
Well, So I can't remember the Real Betis player's name, but he's refused to play for Spain. So if we get some momentum going...
This will be good.
It's the Spanish Me Too movement that you know, is definitely needed.
Yeah, it needs to be done. I mean, we don't want to go... we don't go into too much detail, like from a politics perspective. You know, we're not experts, but it's been nearly 13 minutes and it's all we spoke about because we're quite passionate about this. It pisses me off. It's disgusting.
Shall we move on, though? Shall we leave that there and move on to our weekend?
Let's move on to our weekend. It was great to see you yesterday, mate.
It was nice.
All your family.
Yeah, nice family. Big family barbecue.
Banging food.
It was just burgers and sausages, mate.
Banging sausages and burgers, though, man.
You're welcome.
Genuine. And the halloumi.
Thank you.
Was cooked really well. And I like to think I was quite nice to you at your barbecue.
Do you?
Considering the antics that you fucking had at mine.
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
You sat right behind me.
Yeah, but how long did I do it for, though?
All barbecue.
Well, it was about, what, an hour tops?
Well, you was only there an hour, and then you had something better to do, apparently.
No, I was there for 3.5 hours, actually. Thank you very much, sir. But, yeah, I didn't give you anywhere near as much shit as I could have, and you know it.
I think you had a good go. You took the sympathy vote. You saw my puppy dog eyes.
I felt bad. And to be honest, John, Emma and Brad were doing a lot for me.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
So I just kind of chimed in every now and then.
Yeah.
But Laura told me off. I don't know why.
What for?
For being too mean to you.
Oh, really?
I was like, Laura, did you not hear him at ours?
No, she didn't.
I'm like,
well,
she fucking did.
No, I do it away
too
from her, of
course. Too busy drinking bloody wine. Getting absolutely battered in the corner of the garden.
No, it's good. How was the rest of your weekend, though, mate?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. It's been really good. Yeah, no, thanks for the invite. Yeah, it's been good. Just, we had our niece on Saturday for a couple of hours. She had a kind of day out with her, which was nice. And then Dave had a half marathon today. Brother-in-law Dave. He did 2:27. It's not bad.
That's good.
Because then he's trained by doing 4 or 5K runs since he did the marathon earlier.
He's frustrating, isn't he? He's one of those ones that fucking just smashes everything that he does.
He pisses me off.
Yeah.
I don't think he listens, so it's quite good we can just talk about him.
Yeah.
He did do really well. He stank on the way home. mate, you know when people say, oh, he hums? Mate, he was singing from the rooftops. He was that smelly. Fucking grim. But yeah, no, it's been good. Nice bank holiday weekend. What about you?
Good. Yeah, not bad, mate. Yeah, it's been busy. It's been like quite people orientated. So we had my niece and nephew over, funny enough, same as you, on Saturday.
You love being there, don't you?
For Robin's birthday. Did Clip and Climb. I didn't do it. I watched. With the kids. Nice. Then had a sleepover with niece and nephew and stuff. What was really weird, though, was... So we've got blow up beds, we've got a sofa, the kids have got their own beds. So we had 4 kids, like 6 places to sleep on.
Mm.
All 4 kids chose to sleep on the floor in sleeping bags.
Nice.
That's weird, isn't it?
Nah, that's just what kids do.
But all separate. So Brad was downstairs, Priya was in Jack's room, and Jack and Robin were in Robin's room. Yeah. Weird.
Hang on. Is this at your house?
Yeah.
Why did Jack and Robin not sit in their own bed?
Because
if everyone else is all split up, why don't you be like, sod this, I'm out of bed.
Well, because Priya wanted to sleep in a room on her own, which is fine, because we could accompany...
Yeah, because you're rich, yeah.
Yeah. No. But we could allow that. But then the other kids just said, oh, fuck it, we'll just sleep on the floor as well.
Kids are weird.
Kids are weird, yeah. And then today we had a friend over this afternoon, which was nice to see her.
Very nice.
And yeah, just a bit of a chill out this morning, like... yeah, it's a bit chill out, really. Been that nice.
Good.
Been nice, 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 nice.
Nice weekend. Back to the grind tomorrow. I know. But it's only a 4-day week.
True.
So that is the bonus.
Hi, guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks, Will, for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
I was about to move on to the news, but just during this little break, you've just dropped a bombshell and I want to talk about it. So, repeat what you just said.
So I said I look quite like my new barber. So I've got new barbers in the bay. And I might just use him.
So you're going to go to one barber from now on, are you?
Well, I'm not going to rule out the other guy.
Okay.
The other guys in Cliftonville. Shout out.
Who are they? You've got to shout them out, mate.
Got Golden Barbers, I think they're called.
You have no... You can't shout out a barbers if you don't even know their fucking name.
I think it's Golden Barbers. It's definitely got barbers in the name.
Really? That, do you know what? That narrows it down. North Down Road is a bloody long road as well.
And there's about 20 barbers down.
At least.
The one with gold writing outside, I think it says Golden Barbers.
Is it bronze barbers or something?
It might be, yeah. It's probably silver, for all I fucking know.
I can't believe you're finally sticking to one barber. You've seen the light.
Well, he's just a nice guy. Like, he's just all right.
So, are you going because he cuts your hair nice or because he's a nice guy?
Bit of both, really.
So, you fancy him?
Yeah.
Aww. That's really sweet.
Cheers. Should we move on to the news?
Whoa! I wish we'd actually, deliberately did that. Right, bit of transfer news. Mohamed Kudus has gone to West Ham.
It's a Kudus.
It's a Kudus. I just realised what you said. he's fucked Brighton over, isn't he?
Why?
Because Brighton wouldn't put a release clause in his contract, apparently.
What?
West Ham haven't, either. But it's because Brighton were...
I was going to say, he comes from Ajax. What are you talking about?
Ajax. It's not Ajax. It's not a fucking cleaning product. That's what Ajax is. I think that's a really good deal. West Ham are smashing it.
Why?
I just think we were worried about them, but the last couple of weeks, they're looking really good.
In terms of football? I thought you meant transfers.
Well, transfer. I think they're getting some good people in.
Who have they got in?
So they've got Kudus in.
Alvarez.
Alvarez and someone else the other day, and I can't remember who it was. It's another midfielder, wasn't it?
Was it? I can't remember.
Thinking, oh, that's a good signing.
If only there was something that could tell us that we had near us.
Yeah,
if only
there was an internet.
If only...
But I'm not going to... Yeah, I can't be honest. But I think they're going to be okay. They're playing good football as well. Antonio seems to be hitting form again.
Mate,
talk a bit more about that a little bit later on. But yeah, I think they're looking good. Moisey's just all of a sudden turned around again. But he does it. Gets them under pressure, then wins that trophy. And all of a sudden it's like, ooh, I still don't know though. They sold Declan Rice. Haven't signed many players. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Oh, 2-3 signings. Here we go.
Oh, James Ward-Prowse.
Oh, that's the other one. Who's absolutely bossing it.
Mavropanos.
Yeah, he didn't play yet, has he? That could be a good signing. But, mate, James Ward-Prowse looks incredible for them.
Yeah.
His link-up with everyone is just insane.
It's James Ward-Prowse, isn't it?
And West Ham are good at set pieces.
Yeah.
They've got some big boys in that team to head the ball in.
Yeah.
And James Ward-Prowse can put it anywhere they need it.
Yeah.
So I think they could be top 10, I'm calling it now.
Yeah?
If James Ward-Prowse says fit, top 10.
Okay. And he's quite notorious for staying fit.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
Everton are getting Beto. Beto?
Beto. Beto. Hopefully they're going to get better.
I think they're getting worse, to be honest. But
they are getting worse. We'll go on to that.
They're terrible.
Fucking awful, mate. But that is what they need, a striker. He comes from Udinese, so...
They
didn't...
I thought it was from somewhere else.
No, Udinese, isn't it?
No, you said a different team earlier on.
Did I?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Right.
Yeah, well, that's what you said earlier, yeah.
Who did I say earlier?
I'm sure it's from Portuguese team or something.
Well, in South America?
Yeah, that's the one. Where Gabby Jesus is from. Actually, nice. Just a quick one. Big shout out to people in Argentina and Brazil who listened to the pod this week.
Yes.
Two new countries to add to our list.
We have. We got a third, but we won't say that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk
about Udinese.
Oh, it was Udinese, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I've never heard the guy, though. Is he any good?
Yeah, he's all right. 30 million, he's not...
It's a lot of money for
Everton. It is a lot, but he scored 10 goals last season, which isn't too bad for Serie A, but Udinese, but could do big things for them. Like, it's one of those, isn't it? You put him into, like, 10 goals. If Everton had those 10 goals last season, which Calvert-Lewin, Maupay, they're not going to score that.
No.
If they do, it, you know, different service, could fit in there a bit better. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's working, you know, he's not working with a proper Premier League manager. That's probably the main difficulty.
Oh, shots fired. I just want to talk quickly about Roberto Mancini going to Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
What a sellout.
Why did you say sellout?
He's gone to the Saudi Arabian national team.
Yeah.
Name me 5 Saudi players. Exactly. And they've bought all of these stars as such from around the globe throughout the last kind of year and a half.
Yeah.
That doesn't give the chance for all the young Saudi players coming through. It might help longer term. Obviously, you know, playing with the likes of Ronaldo and stuff, obviously you're going to pick up his traits and things like that, and his mentality and skill sets and tricks and whatever. But I don't see the attraction other than money.
What's the attraction for anything other than the money and the love of the game?
Well, yeah, you're right. But Mancini jacked his job as Italy manager, and then a week later, 2 weeks later, gone to Saudi Arabia as head coach, 4-year deal. What's he going to do? Oh, qualify for this. All right.
Oh, no, it wasn't them that did all right in the
World
Cup.
They beat Argentina, didn't they?
Oh, that's right.
And then Argentina won the World Cup.
Well, yeah.
So they did have a big scout.
So they're probably the last team to beat the world champions.
Well, they are, as it stands, yes.
Mm. They are. Interesting.
I just think it's a fucking sellout. Absolute sellout.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And there's a story about Mike Dean that you saw.
Yeah, so this goes back into our, you know, VAR
bashing,
human error kind of stuff. But it's not always human error, is it? So he has admitted on another podcast that there was a game, Spurs Chelsea 2-2 draw, infamous Cucurella hair pulling, and he felt that Anthony Taylor, who was refereeing the game, Dean was in VAR. He felt that he should have sent Taylor to the screen to relook at it, the decision that he made. But he'd had a tough game, so he didn't.
He had a tough game?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I thought Mancini was a cop-out. Christ.
Yeah, he just wanted to protect his mate, which comes back into that human element of it, doesn't it? You can have this, but it's only...
Oh, mate.
It's only as good as the people that you've got that are monitoring it. And if they think that their mate's having a bit of a shit game and another decision goes wrong, naturally, and I think there will be a lot of people in the world that will go, oh, fuck it, who cares? Let's just let this one go.
No, because
he's had a tough game.
Especially with the amount, like, it goes back to the whole, like, everything's on camera point. Everything is caught on camera.
Yeah. Well, not everything. What we did the other day wasn't caught on camera. Hey! You refuse.
Well, no, we just couldn't put it all together into one video, could we?
that's another... All right. Yeah, true that.
Yeah, it's just another cop-out fucking excuse. Does my head in. VAR failing again.
Hey, guys. Here at the Football Drop Podcast, we'd love to hear all your comments, feedback and funny stories. If you'd like us to share them on the pod, please email us at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. Thank you.
Should we go in to the weekend's fixtures from the Premier League?
Yeah, go on then. Well, let's go. What's the first game, mate?
Where should we start?
Should we start with the first game?
Should we start with the first game, Chelsea-Luton?
Yeah, go on then.
All right, 3-0 Chelsea.
What the hell was that? Trinidad.
Pretty standard win, wasn't it, for them, really?
Good game. Raheem Sterling is just... I can't understand him. He had a blinding game, but also a really dodgy game. He lost the ball so many times, seemed to do nothing. and then all of a sudden created something out of nothing.
That's what you get with Raheem Sterling, isn't it?
That's the risk, isn't it? That's because the balanced risk.
He's done it. He's played at Liverpool, City, international level with England, now at Chelsea, and he's performed and done all right.
Mm.
Like, I sort of saw him as a bit of a Theo Walcott.
A bit hit and miss, but
he's a better Theo Walcott.
You know he can do it.
Yeah.
I think at City he raised his level and also had that, was it, sort of 18 months where he was unplayable as that sort of, like, fake number nine, wasn't he?
Oh, we didn't get anything back on the line, by the way.
No.
Weird.
Yeah, because it's a pointless topic and no one gives a shit about.
Oh, I think they do.
No, I don't think
I think secretly they're all there going, oh, do you know what? I thought... It's probably one of those where they thought that people were like, oh, I won't email him because they'll already have 60,000 people emailing them. Yeah, I'll give them a break. And actually, we didn't get one email probably because they're all thinking that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Luton do not look like Luton do not look like a good
team.
No,
11 shots, one on target, 32% possession.
Their shots, though, it was just a pot. It was like you shooting. You know he's not going to go near the goal, but you're like, just go on.
Oh, have you know? I don't think just one went wasn't on target last week.
I don't remember. There was a few people last week at our five-a-side that I don't even know why they were there. Don't even know why they were there.
So, yeah, and Jackson got his first goal for Chelsea. So, a nice comfortable win for Pochettino. Luton's first home game, interestingly enough, is against our second team, Gillingham.
Yeah, I do love how this is our second team now. You just decided.
Yeah. Tottenham did well without Harry Kane, who scored at the weekend himself. But James Maddison looks good.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Tottenham are looking good, mate.
They really are.
And do you want me to say something that I don't know if I really can say out loud?
I really like Big Ange.
I like
Ange. We said this before the season as well. When he was at Celtic, Ange. We liked Big Ange.
What was it? Did you see a couple of things that was like going around
at the weekend about? It's like, oh, so what, you know about this tactic? He's like, no, I just copied Pep.
I'm just copying Pep, mate. And then he said,
I hate the fact he's there because I do think he's a good manager. Like, I wasn't sure he would do that well. Obviously, you know, with Spurs, with Kane, blah blah blah. But he always comes across as a nice guy.
Nice guy. It was like someone was putting a microphone on him, and he went. Could have asked me first, mate. Yeah. Like, it's just
normal shit.
It's so funny because it's true what he's saying. He just says it in a nice way. They're playing nice football. Like, I don't like Richarlison.
Richarlison's failing still, which was funny.
Yeah.
I love that.
I just can't stand the bloke. But I liked James Maddison at Leicester.
Yeah, I did.
I liked Kulusevski at
when they Juve. Signed him, we both was like, oh, that's a good sign-in.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure about Son as captain. I still think that's weird.
But Son is very likeable. I don't like Romero.
No.
Son is very likeable. They got a few likeable characters there, and they got a manager who is likeable, and it goes against every part of my being.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It brings me back to the time when Redknapp signed for him.
Oh, right.
Because I quite liked Redknapp.
Oh, no, I didn't like
Redknapp. He was a bit Arsenal bashy.
Yeah.
It's Harry, not Jamie. Harry managed them.
Oh, Jamie. Harry, sorry. I thought you were talking about when Jamie went to play for them.
No.
Oh, okay, Harry's sorry.
But they played attacking football.
Yeah, I liked them.
They had Bale and Van der Vaart, who were just running the show, and they were entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I still hated Spurs, but...
Who was the big Bulgarian striker? Berbatov. Quality man.
Yeah, I could deal with watching them. It was all right. But, yeah, I think Big Ange, he could be doing things from this season. They seem to be buying into that mentality.
Yeah.
So it could be interesting. But, yeah, solid 2-0 win against Bournemouth. I don't think Bournemouth played particularly bad.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they were
that bad. It was just, I think Tottenham just played well.
They were quite wasteful in front of goals. 11 shots, 3 on target, so a couple better than Luton, but...
Yeah, but...
They could have done better.
Yeah, I see the point.
I think... So an interesting thing, they spent like 109 million and it's like the fourth or fifth most
that's a lot
of any club this from the Premier League this summer.
Yeah. Interesting. Brentford Palace 1.
Such a prick. Right. So you got this one bang on and I'm annoyed at myself.
Did I?
Yeah, you got this on the predictions bang on 1-1.
Oh, get it.
I'm annoyed at myself because... like they draw 1-1 every time they play each other. And I don't know why I didn't predict that, really.
I didn't look at that. I just went for a
gut feeling. Oh, did you? Yeah.
I just went for gut feeling.
I think it's a record that they've met each other 7 times and they've drawn 7 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, that Sharda was quality, mate.
Who?
Sharda.
I have no idea who that is.
The goal scorer.
Oh, I've missed that one.
For Brentford?
Yeah, I missed it.
You missed the goal?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember this. Man. Yeah, no, took it for a couple of players.
I think I was getting my breakfast when Match of the Day was on for this
again.
One.
Again.
I watched it yesterday as well.
Mate, we're living in 2023. I know, the pause button is there, bro.
I thought it'd be a minute.
That's what Laura said, and it was a lot shorter.
I was a minute and a half.
Sharda, yeah, and Anderson, who's actually was randomly up, like, made a fucking banging run and scored, obviously. But
good player.
Linked to Arsenal.
Really?
Yep.
Well, now Tierney's gone.
Yeah, heavily linked to go to Arsenal.
Interesting.
Which leads us nicely on to the Fulham game.
Terrible from start to finish from us.
Well, it was some defensive errors, wasn't it? So Pereira obviously
got
the first.
Why is Gabriel not starting?
One. Because he's going to Saudi Arabia.
It pisses me off. How can we let our best players go?
And
good players that are strength and depth.
Money.
It's 35 million, that's nothing.
Yeah, no, it's not. Maybe he's not fitting in with Arteta's plans. He's trying to move it around a bit. We're partying at right back.
He's doing too much. Stick to a system that fucking worked. It winds me up. I was talking to Ali about it the other day and it was really grating me.
It's what Pep does, though. This is what Pep does.
Yeah, I know, but Pep has got better players that can do that.
Ooh.
We haven't got that yet. Stick to what we're good at and then start introducing every now and then.
But that's what he's building the team around, though.
Oh, it just winds me up, man.
But it was our own fault. So Saka back pass.
Yeah, terrible.
Pereira bangs it into the back of the net.
Great finish, man, I had.
Good finish, yeah.
Really good finish.
I agree. And then Polina, they're down to 10 men. Polina, Zinchenko, fucks up the pass again. And then they get it, and the goal leads from that. So it's our own errors that are making unforced errors that are leading to goals.
It's not so they're not under pressure, nothing.
But Eddie Nketiah is playing well.
He's stepped up.
He is stepping up.
And he's proven you. I think he's listened, and he's like, Joe, what, Will? Fuck you. Watch this.
Yeah, he agrees with the Norwich thing. But
he definitely agrees with the Norwich thing.
For everything else.
Definitely agrees.
No, fair play to him. He's done well. We had 19 shots, 11 on target.
Leno was on form, though.
Leno was very good.
Cracking saves.
Very good. But 11 shots on target, we should be scoring half of them. So we should be on 5.5 goals, really.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to win 5.52. Be interesting how that works out at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Entertaining stuff at Old Trafford, though.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Awoniyi.
Mate, he's on fire at the moment.
He scored again. He scored the most goals consecutively in the Premier League for Forest
now. Vardy. He scored nearly the most since Vardy as well.
Oh, really?
Mm. Vardy did 10, I think. I mean, he's on 7.
Seven.
Yeah, Vardy did 10 or 11 home games.
Which one?
What?
Which one, 10 or 11?
Well, I don't know. It's 10 or 11. I can't remember what one.
Oh, right, helpful.
We're not full of facts here. We're full of opinions.
That is very true.
That should be our slogan.
That is it.
Yeah, that should be our slogan right there.
But yeah, and then Willy Bolly did. And then Eriksen, Casemiro and Fernandez scored to get them back to 3-2. So and Worrell got a red card as well.
It was a red as well.
What was that one?
That
Remind
was
me?
The yanking him down. Hold on to his sort of top.
Oh, that's
short
right. Yeah, was his second yellow card?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I thought so, yeah. But they're complaining, actually, aren't they, Forrest? I think they're complaining against the red card and some of the decisions from the referee, which you can kind of see their point of view, but actually I think I kind of agree that Man United were probably the team that should have won.
Yeah, I think they were. I think they did well to come back. They needed that win.
They really did need that win.
Two goals down inside 4 minutes when you're at home should not happen.
Ten Hag needed that win.
Were they under pressure?
Man United?
Yeah. Or was it just we should do better?
I think it should do better. Not under pressure yet. I think he made some good choices with his team. I know that he had a few injuries and stuff, and you know, brought Eriksen in, put Rashford out on the wing, which I think really helped him. He prefers to play there, didn't he? Anthony was okay for Anthony.
Just FYI, how quick was he?
Really?
Like, we know Rashford is rapid. He could barely catch him.
Yep. Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it? Having your attackers all at the back.
Yeah, that was really odd. They raised that on Match of the Day, didn't they? Why is this the case? Like, what a weird system. Why do you put all of your defenders up for a corner? Do you normally have your like wing backs or full backs holding back a bit?
Or
one takes corner but and someone drops
in. Rashford can bang in a header.
Yeah,
and he's the furthest man back. It's
really weird. Really weird. But their goal, was it their goal? It's worked from a corner and come across, back across, then flicked in. It was a great little play.
Yeah.
Great little play.
I think he's doing some good things, Ten Hag, there for them. Everton Wolves?
Yeah. This is one I got bag on.
Oh, was it? Oh, maybe I got the Brentford.
Yeah, I think you might have got that. I got this one bang on.
Oh, okay. There you go then. That's the one then.
Yeah. Big win for Wolves.
Massive win for Wolves there.
Because I know we've been bashing them a bit, thinking, what the hell's going on? It just seems chaos there at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't think Wolves won, but I don't think Wolves winning and they were the best team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not at all. No. I think Everton were the better team. Everton just can't find the back of the net. To be fair, Saar had a really good game.
They do need to be better in front of goal.
They need to be better in front of goal. Yeah. Nice. Now I've said it. It's funny. Everyone can laugh at that one. Not when you said it. cool. So, yeah, I thought Pickford played very well and was unfortunate, although probably his fault in the goal.
Are you surprised no one's gone for Pickford yet?
No, I don't. No, I think there's a lot of good goalkeepers in the league, actually.
Yeah, we've got two of them.
We have got two of them now, yeah.
Still weird.
But yeah, no, I'm not surprised, to be honest, because he can be hit and miss. I think Everton, you know, Everton should be a lot better than they are.
Yeah, they should be.
Damn it.
Yeah, they should be. Brighton, West Ham. What a cracking game that was.
It was a good game, that one, wasn't it?
Couldn't happen to a nicer team to go and lose 3-1 at home.
I think Grove is like their top scorer or something ridiculous.
Grosh.
Is that how you say it? Grosh. Mm. I think he's got like 27 goals for them or something like that. He's like their top Premier League goal scorer or something crazy. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Well, plus every time you fucking score for them and you do quite well, you go to Chelsea for 100 million.
That is very true. Yeah, maybe Brighton are Chelsea's like official feeder club now.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. It's like Southampton was once upon a time for Liverpool.
Brighton seemed to be for us at one point.
Yeah.
We've got Ben White, now we've got Trossard.
Yeah. Or Chelsea. but yeah, Ward-Prowse, as you said earlier on, as he was banging his drum, he scored, didn't he?
He looks like he's played in that team for years.
Yeah, he's fitting really well.
He's just literally just taken over Declan Rice's role.
Yeah, maybe we'll spend 100 million on him next season.
I'm surprised no one else went for him, but West Ham seems to fit.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that no one's sort of slightly higher.
Well,
up.
He's a set piece master, isn't he? He doesn't do the other stuff.
He's got a good passing range.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not great. He just doesn't do the other stuff as well as other people in the league.
Yeah.
I think that's why it was a West Ham buy. Bowen scored, and then Antonio.
Again. West Ham are clicking at the moment. I don't think it will last the whole season. Also got the Europa League campaign now and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think it will be tough. But yeah, it's insane. Good start. Really interesting start to the season for them.
Yeah, I agree.
Loving that one. Man City, Sheffield United, significantly closer than we thought.
Wow.
Told you Sheffield United to get a goal, though, didn't I?
Yeah, but it was... I mean, what was Walker doing?
yeah, it's a bit yeah, stupid. But I said it could be a defensive slip.
Well, he was just...
A bit of a cock-up and...
It wasn't even a cock-up. It was just idiotic. I don't even know what was going through his head. Like, I think he just... It was almost like... It was... He was playing against me. And he just thought, I'm just going to backheel it because I'm with this shit twat. Because, I mean, to be fair to him... To be fair to him, who was there... who was the winger? Diaby. Their winger, I think it was Diaby. I think he's their new wing. He wasn't very good. He did a couple of good things, but he wasn't very good. But then he just like backheeled it and then laid off the pitch, which kept their player onside. And he was just there watching. Like,
weird.
He could have like bust a gut to get back on. If it had bust a gut and got back post at least, he might have actually been there to stop that from going in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, Haaland, a beast, scored the first goal and then... Or because of young Walker, scored.
Yeah, it's one of those like, but City has still won all three games.
Yeah, they have. Yeah,
which is annoying. They're the only unbeaten team now.
Yeah, 100% record. It's good. Yeah, it's going to happen. They don't look top quality, but they don't look.
They never do at the start of the season, do they?
No, and Pep's not there either, is he?
What?
Pep's not there either, is he?
Is he not? Where is he?
He's had a back operation.
Oh, is
so
he?
He's off for a couple of weeks. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame. So Burnley Villa then.
Yeah, I worried for Burnley. I think even Kompany said at the end of the game in the interviews that, you know, you the Premier League is such a vast difference from the Championship and they're struggling. That being said, Villa are fucking good.
Yeah, they look quality, don't they? I think everyone expected more from Burnley.
Yeah.
It might just take a little while, because they've made a few signings as well, so it might just take a while to integrate them in. So they were quite a close-knit team, weren't they? They didn't make many changes last season in the Championship. It was this big, grueling season there.
Well, they did, yeah. They all their players left, didn't they? So they made loads of changes.
No, I mean for this season.
Last season took a while, didn't it?
So they couldn't make many changes throughout the season. They, you know, everyone just had to play.
Yeah. Matty Cash got a brace. Quality, did really well. Really well. And Diaby. That Diaby looks quality.
He does,
then.
Doesn't he?
Does look
he
really looks, good.
He's rapid.
He is quick. Absolutely and skillful. Rapid. Yeah. I'm a bit worried about them. Rumour Coutinho's off to Al-Hilal, I think it was.
Who cares?
I think, to be honest, Coutinho,
they're not
going to
miss him, are they?
No, he needs to just say goodbye to his football career as he knows it.
Yeah,
go get your paycheck, mate, because that's it.
We already had one at Barca, didn't he? So
but he'll do all right in Saudi, I think.
Yeah, maybe
you know,
yeah,
about his level. And then the last game, the big game, mate, what'd you make of this?
I'm very surprised at the result. So I don't know where to start, really.
Well, let's start with Anthony Gordon and the Trent incident.
Okay. So the first one was, what's the first one?
That's where
was the first the shove or the second?
The first. So it was the shove from Gordon on Trent, and the ball went out for a throw, and he threw the ball. He threw the ball away.
Yeah, that's the yellow.
For who?
For Trent, throwing the ball.
But do you think Gordon fouled him?
No.
You don't think Gordon fouled him?
No, that's a body check.
Oh, do you reckon?
Yeah,
okay.
I thought it was a body check.
Okay, fair enough. I can see it.
He didn't drop his shoulder or anything like that. It was just running and lent in. Mm. If you're dropping the shoulder and forcing it,
I think
then
that's
for
free
me,
kick.
I get that. Do
I
you?
Think that's a free kick for Trent, yeah.
Oh, no,
so
I didn't see
so
that.
I think the ball thrower was irrelevant.
Interesting.
But the ball thrower was a yellow card.
So it shows that we don't always agree on things, doesn't it?
Yeah, very rarely do we do.
Yeah, no, that's interesting you thought, actually. See, I didn't see that. But, yeah, that's a yellow for me.
Okay.
And then what was the second
thing? The second one then was the like little shove on Gordon to bring him down.
Yeah, that, to me, I thought, ooh, that's more of a... That was a shove rather than a barge.
So a yellow card for Trent?
Yeah.
So you're sending Trent off?
I would have sent Trent off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have sent him off.
So I wouldn't because I thought...
Because that first
the
one.
Gordon, but if I'd have seen that in a different way on the day, and I'd have red carded him.
Mm. Yeah, And considering Tomiyasu got sent off last week, or week before last,
against Palace,
for time wasting, and then throwing the ball away, I think it was, or something, or a tackle or something.
Yeah, then he
but
like,
it was in quick succession.
Yeah.
He got sent off. So why has Trent not been sent off?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
There's no consistency, as per usual.
They think that the referee was sort of thinking it's a bit too early. Like Trippier was saying, just you've got to fuck it. He's got to go, mate. He's got to go.
I think Trippier shouldn't be saying that. But he's right.
Mm.
Van Dijk's red card.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's go on to that.
Is it a red?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he got the player, and then he got the ball, and it was a goal-scoring opportunity.
Okay.
Why would you think?
No, I totally agree.
Okay.
Completely agree. It was, I can't remember, I think it was Andros Townsend was trying to, I think it was Townsend, I can't remember now, on the match analysis afterwards, like, well, you can see it both ways. I'm like, I can't see it both ways.
No.
All I can see is he's come in kind of from the side / back, and taken him out.
Yeah.
And then got the ball.
He's only touched the ball because he's sack on it.
Yeah,
he's on the floor.
Yeah, I just but what was weird was Liverpool looked sick when he went off the pitch.
Well, I think
they had so much possession and so
I think
much
it was
skill.
Like just to go back a minute, I think fair play to Anthony Gordon for scoring that goal as well. It was a really well taken goal.
Great finish.
Yeah, and I know you criticised him when he went from Everton to Newcastle. I thought he was going to be a baller. Where are you at now?
Well, he scored one, two goals, so right.
I'm
not won over yet, but he looked good.
But
he looked like what he was doing at Everton, which warranted all the rumours for Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know, the same sort of finish, that run. I think it's maybe a bit of confidence that he needed. I'm surprised he's starting.
Oh, I'm not. No, I can see it.
I'm surprised starting ahead of other people, but I guess it's a bit of rotation as well.
Yep.
Need people in form.
Champions League, coming up, all that sort of stuff.
Cup games.
But yeah, and then, yeah, Newcastle dropped off. Liverpool made some good subs, brought some onto the energy.
Newcastle looked like they were cocky.
Yeah, they did, yeah. It was a bit like the Kyle Walker thing.
Come
in, like,
come bring
we
it.
Got this, man. We're 1-0 up, you're down to 10 men. This is going to be
easy,
a breeze.
Easy. Yeah.
It wasn't. Liverpool played really well again. Like the was it the first one? Was that the one where it come off Botman? He come off like his bum and then he hit his leg and then
flicked round. It was unfortunate, that one.
And then Nunes banged it in.
Great finish.
What a finish!
Last season, that's going left hand to the post.
100%. Yeah. But he smashed that in. Great goal.
It was great bit of play. Great pass up to Nunes as well. I feel bad for Botman because it was an awkward ball to handle. To try and get under control.
Oh,
he's
there,
on
man.
The back as well.
Yeah, I've been there, man.
Turning. Yeah, you probably do it tonight.
And then the second... Yeah, because you're a keeper. So, and then the second one was Bruno. He banged it. He didn't do a very good clearance, did he? And then fed through Nunes again.
Mate, Nunes,
smashed it again.
He looked absolutely lethal.
He did.
You kind of understand why Liverpool wanted him so badly now.
And it's a really good decision to drop him and let him see. And nah, we spent this money on you for a reason. You bang in the goals, we don't play.
Yeah.
Comes on, bangs in goals.
Bangs in goals.
Let's see what happens there. I think he could be a bit lethal.
He did really well. Did really well. It's the season is really exciting so far.
It's good.
I know, obviously, the start of the season is normally you get one or two that you think, standard. But everything other than City have been quite surprising.
Yeah.
So all the results are pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
And then predictions-wise, you've pulled a point ahead now, haven't you?
Well, I think I'm two or three ahead now. 27-24
to you.
Yeah.
Early days, though.
Early days, mate. Early days. It's very, very close. It just needs me to drop a few and then, you know, you can pull away or I could continue to pull away. Yeah, very
close.
You could. Close.
I mean, if you just, you know, fiddle the results like you did last season,
you'll probably
get another four or five by next week anyway.
No, it's all on the spreadsheet, mate. You can have access to the spreadsheet.
I
said you can have access.
Yeah, well, you kept that quiet for a while. Yeah. Can I have last season's one?
No, I deleted it.
Oh, how weird. What a coincidence. Should we go into the final chunk of today's episode? Let's rock and roll.
Hey guys, here at the Football Drop Podcast, we'd love to hear all your comments, feedback and funny stories. If you'd like us to share them on the pod, please email us at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. Thank you.
So we've got a guest, as we said earlier. We've got Jack with us today. Hi, Jack.
How you doing? Well, you're right.
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining.
Well, I've heard a lot about this. I've heard a lot about this, and I heard that when my mate George was on, you was ripping him.
we try. Got to make it entertaining.
I hear that.
Will, you was actually brutal with George. He just literally, you proper went in on him. I don't understand why.
I thought I was tame.
I mean, it might have been just because he's a Spurs fan. But makes to be sense. Fair, we were talking quite nicely about Spurs earlier on in today's ep. So George will like that, yeah. I'm sure.
Doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. But no, Jack, thank you for jumping on, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited to chat and chop it up.
Happy days. So for the listeners, I met Jack through our football club, AFC Crewe. Jack is the first team manager, I believe.
No, that's Gary Taylor Fletcher.
Yeah, but you kind of do like all the managerial stuff there. He's like first team coach, isn't he? Is that right?
So the title that they're giving it is like team manager, and basically I work with Gary for like admin stuff. So I plan the pre-season friendlies and training venues. I'm part of the recruitment team, so it's a role that's actually quite big in the Middle East, and one of my friends he plays out there, and they've got a role exactly like this. But I don't think it's really like a British thing. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I've just always, literally, when I was talking to Will earlier on today, he's like, oh, who have we got on today? I was like, oh, it's Jackie's first team manager. Like, he just manages everything from like the first team side of things. Like, I said, obviously, doing like the pre-season fixtures and bits and pieces. Yeah. But it's a bit, as you said, it's a bit of a unique role, so it's hard to explain. So just saying, first team manager sounds quite cool, doesn't it?
It does. I might put that on my LinkedIn, to be fair.
Yeah, 100%. Tag Gary in the update as well. I've got to ask. So you just said your friend plays out in the Middle East. So
yes.
Kind of. Let's get a name drop in early doors, Jack.
Ben Ekafobi.
Right. Okay. Wicked. I'm glad he said that because I wanted to ask. Now, yes. I think we kind of briefly touched on it on the Full Steam Ahead pod, obviously, a little while ago.
Yeah.
But obviously this one, I know I said, look, I'm going to grill you a little bit more about the players and obviously speak when you're allowed to. Of course, if you can't, that's fair enough. Yeah. We'll keep digging until you do. But yeah, hopefully you can. So how do you know Ben Ekafobi?
So, I mean, most of the people that I know are through my good friend John Bostock. So I've known John was like a friend of a friend, but he went to the school literally a stone's throw away from my mum's house. And yeah, that's where John went. That's where a lot of my friends went. So I met Benick at John's house, I think when Ben was 15. So I was, I think, 17. And yeah, that's when obviously he was at Arsenal. Most of them are through John. But then I coached for about 5-6 years. So a few of them I actually... know through coaching them and stuff. Like Ademola Lookman, I coached. Ryan Gondo, Brandon Hanlon. So there's a few that's knocking about.
That's wicked. And you've done coaching as well, so you say.
Yeah.
I guess let's take it back a little bit because I'm jumping the gun obviously because I've heard a bit of this, but for Will's kind of side of things as well as the listeners. So what do you do then, Jack, from the football side of things? Talk us up from like the whole kind of like brief story, if you can, like how it all started and the coaching side and bits like that.
Yeah.
If you can.
So I played from when I was like 7 to about 16, 17. Then I had a bit of a break. Then I got back into football playing when I was like 21, 22. At the same time, I was coaching a team called Waterloo FC. And quite a few pros actually went through Waterloo. So there's others who were like a year above, signed to Chelsea and different pro clubs and stuff. Okay. It was like an intercity football team. Very, very good. I've always kind of been about football. But my family are mad football fans. And then, this more admin-y side has just come the last couple of years. I've been like a FA registered intermediary. I'm just trying to dabble in, trying to find out what I want to do. So it's definitely not my day job. I don't want to do that, that's for sure. I'm just trying to find out where I sit and like kind of what I want to do. And having friends in the industry, it's a blessing and a curse, because it's a blessing because I can ask them stuff, but then I don't want to ask them for a handout. It's an interesting one for sure.
Yeah, but it's hard to get that balance, I suppose. You don't want to be known as like the sponge, essentially, for suiting all your mates.
Yeah, no, never. Yeah, that would never be me, never.
Oh, wicked. Okay. So the whole intermediary thing then. So what, I'll probably sound a bit stupid here, what does that do? Like, role?
It's the official term for an agent. Agents aren't called agents anymore. They are intermediaries because they intermediate between both sides.
Ah, okay. I never knew there was a name change. Right, okay.
And then how it is now is that you can have, I should call it agents. You can have agents who work for players. We can have agents that work for clubs. And it just depends on who does what. And then, the thing is just so intertwined in everything, so that some agents will have connections with players and in this team. So it's like, even though a player could be signed to an agent, someone else can approach them for a club. It's just, it's all mad. It's incestual. Like the football industry, like when it comes to this side, it's just all crazy.
Wow. Okay. So in terms of like the, I guess I'm just trying to get a bit of insight. So I'm assuming have you done a couple of deals and things in the past?
I haven't. No. Not me personally. No.
Okay. I'm assuming you kind of know a bit of the insight. You know the sort of terms and conditions. So when you see, I'm just thinking of like a deal recently. That's been sort of like long with like Declan Rice, obviously took a little while and stuff to go through. What's the sort of things that like your average fan wouldn't see that goes on kind of behind the scenes that might like hold up a deal with some degree? Obviously, if we know, of course.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. It can be really dependent. So yeah, it could be that the player wants assurances on something, the club wants assurances on something. There could be something to do with a medical where they want to question something and they get further tests. It could be that they're doing due diligence in the background. Or sometimes it's just timing. So like, I think with the Declan one, I think that they just waited. I think it was all done. And I think now it's interesting now, because with Fabrizio, everybody gets stuff from way before it's announced. So like he's announced, here we go. I can't remember what transfer it was. He was like, here we go, and then people were doubting him. He was like, see, I told you. It was like 4 weeks later, and it was done. So I just think there's stuff that goes on in the background where people would just timing. It's like someone that I know delayed signing for their new club because they didn't want to go back to the country that they was in, not because it was bad or anything, it's just they wanted to stay out a little bit longer, so they just delayed signing.
That's mental. I love that.
Yeah,
god, was that basically it's an extended holiday that they wanted,
essentially.
that's wicked. So obviously you're quite good mates with Benicophobia then, so
yeah,
has he kind of, do you talk about like moving abroad and things like that and playing, like what's it actually like? Because obviously like general football fans like Will and I, for example, when you know we're quite detached from the game generally, we're sofa fans essentially, and talk shit on a podcast and slate everyone on a Monday night. So what's it like for players to actually like upstick their entire life and move abroad and play football? Like obviously the stuff in Saudi is a big thing at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, how difficult actually is that to make that decision?
Obviously, I can't talk for them, but from what I know, and from what I don't think Ben would mind me sharing, I think he spoke about this on the podcast. So he first travelled abroad, he went to Turkey, and it was during COVID. So I think his first experience was very tainted because he then got locked. He got locked in Turkey. His wife and family couldn't leave and come back to England, and family couldn't go out there. And then he came back. But I think even just moving abroad in the UK, it's such a big move, especially when kids are involved. And when they start getting older, they got schools, and then you start thinking, okay, are we gonna base ourselves here, and then you're gonna commute? So it's strategic at the end, because you need to think, all right, well, I could have three kids in school, but I'm gonna sign for a team in Nottinghamshire. Do you know what I mean? So you need to think about that sort of stuff. And when like kids have got routine and wives are got their own network, sometimes it's you have to make the sacrifice or not. So Ben Foster he speaks about it quite a lot. Like when he was
podcast,
So like he was saying when he went to Watford, he travelled, and then like he had certain days off so he could spend time with the kids. Do you know what I mean? So obviously that comes with age, but it's also he negotiated that for himself. And like most clubs will have, you have to live within X amount of miles in from the training ground. There's so many stipulations about it these days.
And I suppose little things like that will probably hold up a contract deal a bit as well if you're negotiating those like special days off and things like that. Okay, wicked. Oh, it's nice to get like different insight as well. So in terms of like yourself and like your own sort of career, what made you go to be an intermediary?
I just know I don't want to do what I do. And I love football, and I'm good at talking, I'm good at admin, I'm just good at establishing links and networking and stuff. So yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do essentially. I mean, the intermediary now, I think they've reintroduced the test. But I mean, when I did it a couple of years ago, you just paid £250, and then you could say you're an agent.
No way.
But I think they've brought back the test now.
Hang on, so no skill set, nothing. Just give me a check, and here's your certificate.
Literally, that's it. But that's why. Oh my God. That's why, like, you got Harry Kane, his brother's his agent, and Mason Mount is his dad.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see more of that now, where people keep it in house because agents have got such a bad rep and such a bad name. You need someone that you can trust, and I think that's the main thing that people up and coming in the game who want to be agents and stuff is getting that. It's like once you get that one player, do you know what I mean? So it's like you're always looking for the first. That's the hardest thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the Harry Kane one's really funny.
Yeah.
So this is a one-man company, isn't it? Like, it's a big joke going around. He's like, it's one client. Like, you've got employee in a month and stuff. Sorry, Will. There's a bit of a delay on the Teams call. Sorry, mate.
No, that's cool. I was just going to ask, so you're thinking about, like, your next career move? So you're with AFC Crewe now.
Yeah.
And you're just sort of, what, you got plan, like a 5-year plan or something like that that you're kind of thinking?
That's a good question. No, I thought about this the other day, and I'm like, I wonder if Gary likes me enough that if he moves after taking us up, would he take me with him? No, I don't know. I think with Crewe, it's something that fits in with lifestyle right now. With it being remote, I can do a lot. But no, it's a good question. I don't really know. I think what I'm gonna try and do is establish links near where I am. So maybe look at Chatham, that one of the builder who renovated my house, he was playing for, not Folkestone, he's playing for someone around here. Like, me and him became quite close, so he's quite good at football. So I don't know, I just somehow always seem to meet people in the industry. It's like, I just can't not do something. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think it would be stupid of me to just not try, at least.
Yeah. Do you play? Yeah. Or did you play?
I did, I did. Not anymore. I still fancy myself, but I don't. It's just commitment. Like, I've got 3 kids now. It's just commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the day job for you then? Is it working for Crewe, or have you got something else?
No, so I work for a university. And I manage the team within a school. So basically everything from admissions to when students graduate, my team is the one who manages that whole process.
Okay. So your whole life is football.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm thankful that my day job allows me to spend more time doing stuff that I love. Yeah.
Who's your team?
Crewe. you know what? It's a good question. So, if people ask me who I support, I say Chelsea. But I think having friends who it's their job, I think I become so much more invested in them than I do my own team. And I think it helps when your team goes through the highs and lows. So, like, when Chelsea were on it, I'm like, yeah, Chelsea, blah, 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 blah. But right now, we're a bit meh. So like, I follow Notts County more right now because, John's playing for County. Just like, I'm watching, like, their fans podcast, and then he's like, you're proper fans. So I'm like, yeah. But, you know, Chelsea are my team. I'm quite excited about the season, to be honest. I don't mind a European Championship challenging for 7th. Don't mind that. With another nice bottle job as a manager, but is what it is.
It's been an interesting 18 months for Chelsea, isn't it? Lukaku's just gone as well. He's gone to Roma here on loan.
Which makes no sense.
There's no one at Chelsea wants him, though.
No, I know, but
no one else wants him.
Yeah, and he's gone to a club with a manager who don't rate him. Mm-hmm. Hasn't rated him twice.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. It's a weird move. It seems like there's something underhand is going on there. Like, no, it just doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up at all.
I think it's because he didn't want to go to Saudi, so he's priced himself out.
Yeah.
And to be fair, like, I know someone who knows Lukaku, so.
Oh, okay.
I haven't asked anything, but I mean, in terms of, I don't want to say anything that can come across disrespectful because I don't know it.
No,
but I mean, he refused Saudi, and then he did the thing where to Inter, don't want to go back. Then he went to Juventus. So I just don't know. Sometimes I think you're better off just keeping your mouth shut. Whether he's been advised wrong, I don't know, or whether he's just like, I don't really care. I mean, go for it. But it is a weird one.
Yeah, strange. The Milan thing, then going to Juventus, or being linked with Juventus, that threw, like, I remember we were talking about it, I think, in the off season, just thinking, like, what's going on? Like, he loves Milan. Like, the water in Milan's amazing. Like, Milan is great. The fresh air. Yeah. It's like, all right. Like, obviously, we don't know. We have no connections. But it's just think, like, just shut the fuck up. You're a Chelsea player? Like, what are you doing? They said, I want to go back to Chelsea. I've got unfinished business. He was absolutely cack for the entire season.
Oh, no. Apart from the first game, I'm sure he scored 2 against
Newport. Yeah, I was going to say, I think he did score 2 against us. So I hold my hands up on that one. But for like most of the season, he had a like bang average at best. No, I mean, he scored like 10 or 12 goals or something. He just looked off the pace. He looked a bit overweight again, looked a bit chunky. Obviously, yeah. Milani obviously slimmed off, and he's just like this absolute machine over there, wasn't he? And you just think, like, you were loved there. Why are you then saying, yeah, I want to go to Juventus? Like, obviously, Inter Milan are going to hate your guts then.
Yeah.
Oh, it just baffles me.
It's very weird. Very weird. But do you know what? Like, football's such a... It's an unforgiving sport. Like, it's just... And it's so... Mm. It's just so impersonal, if that's a word. Where it's like... So, with Ben, he... So he's on loan at Wolves, then went up with Wolves. So this is when they had Dicko, they had Ben, and I can't remember who the other player was, but they were on fire. So he played a few games on loan at Wolves from Bournemouth. Then Wolves triggered the clause to buy him that summer. Then 9 days later, they sold him to Stoke.
What the hell? What happened there? Yeah. Is that just to make money? If you can't say, that's fair enough.
No,
but
no, I can't really say, but I mean, that just goes to show the industry.
Yeah, sure that doesn't happen often, does it? Like, going to a club and then... Who was it? It only happened recently. I'm sure they went to Barcelona.
There's that one. There's Jota went to Saudi. Then a month later, he's now trying to...
Jota wants to go. The geezer from Celtic, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I think you're mentioning, so what clubs do, like, they will put in like a buyback. For Angelino, he went from City to Red Bull
Leipzig,
then they brought him back and then they shipped him off again. So it's just
what was it? He's a guy. He's at Tottenham. Emerson Royale. Barcelona bought him in the summer, obviously like summer gone or summer before, and then by the end of it, he was at Tottenham.
Yeah.
It's like, but you've only just bought him. I think they bought him for like 9 million, signed him for like 28 or something. I'm like, surely that's money laundering. Something's like just not quite right there. It just raises alarm bells, but no one seems to question these things.
It's a strange sport, honestly. It's a strange sport.
But yeah, the word impersonal.
Strange things happened at Notts County as well, didn't they?
With what?
With the this was a few years ago with Sol Campbell when he went there, and all that's with the owners taking over, buying out, and it wasn't what it was. A few things like that.
Do you know what I was thinking about the other day? Because they had Sven Goran Eriksson in League Two.
Yeah.
Because didn't they have rich owners at the time, and then was like, oh, we're going to throw money because we're going to buy all these players and go up and whatever. Yeah. And it's amazing.
Fraud case, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like, forgive me if I'm misspeaking, but I'm sure they were Malaysian or something like that. And it's just wild. Like, the stuff that happens, it's just wild.
Stuff like that really affects the club, though, doesn't it? Because Notts County have not been the same ever since. You had that hype, spent all that money, and then they went broke.
Yeah. So it's like one of the Notts County songs, and I don't know where it originates from, but it says, I had a wheelbarrow, the wheels fell off. That's literally, like, you hear them singing it. And I don't know whether it's, like, deeper rooted in history, but I think it's indicative of how they've been run. And it's just, like, it's not great. And then when they got promoted and they were coming down the Wembley steps to go back onto the pitch, Luke Williams, the gaffer, he was like, now they can stop singing that song. He's like, I put the wheels back on the wheelbarrow. I thought that was classy. But he's a fantastic. I listened to his press conferences. Like, if you have time, he epitomizes what a good manager is. Like, the way he talks. He's fantastic, Luke Williams. I love listening to him.
Amazing.
Yeah, that sounds good. So what are your predictions for the Premier League this season then?
I mean, City are going to win it. I mean, that's a given. I think, do you know what? I need to check my predictions. I did a prediction and I think I've done about 8 and they're all different.
Mate, you should see ours every week.
Yeah, we do that.
Normally about the last 8 weeks of the season, we do our relegation candidates. And okay. The one just gone, the three that we said they're definitely going down, all stayed up. And the, what was it, the championship playoffs was like, right, it's going to be these two in the final. Like, obviously, when it's the, down to the last four, yeah, we fucked that up.
Oh, God.
The two was like, yeah, they're going up. Nah, they lost.
But I think with the Prem, it's just quite, I mean, City are the only one who got three wins out of three.
Yeah.
And then you got West Ham beating Brighton. Like, it's just wild.
It's been a great start, hasn't it? It's been a fantastic start. Good. Like, to be fair, City good. Only beat Sheffield United 2-1.
Yeah.
Like, those stats and stuff kind of show it should have been a little bit more, but
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. If you're not going in the back of the net, it's still a close game.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think Arsenal will do well. I don't know. I just like it being back. Like, just having something to do.
Yeah.
And this is the first year in like 6 years where I'm committed to FPL. I'll do a team and I'm just like, after week seven, I'm like, oh, I can't be arsed. But
yeah.
I think being like with crew and we've got the Discord going, I'm like, I need to do something. I need to win. So I'm committed. I'm watching an FPL wizard or whatever they are on YouTube. So
you are proper ruling.
Right into it.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at game week eight already. So I'm like, who can I get in now?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I think I'm about 90 points off first already. Maybe 3 weeks. I'm like, so honestly, I checked it.
Forget about it.
I checked one Sunday night. I think I had 14 points at one stage.
Oof.
Or maybe it's Sunday afternoon. I don't think all the games have been played yet.
Yeah.
I just thought, what the fuck am I doing? 14 points. I thought four or five players had played. I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, you just think, I cannot catch up from that. It's like, no way. Like, 3 weeks in, I'm like, oh, whatever. I literally see the FPL chat on Discord. I'm like, no, there's no point. I just give up. Like, I did a big push for our pod as well. Like, loads of guys from SC Crew joined, so massive thanks to
them.
I'm in it. Yeah, you're in it. Yeah, I've seen your name.
I think I'm 14th in that one. Like that.
I don't know. I'm doing the update this week. It'll go out on our socials. But I think I'm like 74th or something. I know Will was 85th when I looked. So.
Yeah, and I ain't even tried.
Yeah, no, that's what's embarrassing. I've checked it every week and looked at it, like picked my team and changed it. I'm like, for fuck's sake. So embarrassing. Yeah, so embarrassing. No, fair play to you for like properly going on it. It seems to have grown a lot more over the last few years. Like Sky Sports obviously doing big segments on it now and really sort of pushing it. So I guess they're probably making a bit of money out of it as well.
Yeah, it's strange. Maybe because when they lost the sponsorship, maybe they get, I don't know. And they link it. Wait, aren't Skybet the when you do it? It's like, oh, you're predicting, you're putting an accumulator on. I don't know. It's all weird.
As you say, it's all very incestuous, isn't it? Football. So just another point to prove it.
Yeah, just like the thing with Paquetta the other day. It's like he was taking a penalty, and then all the advertising boards said Betway, and they're the ones who have accused him of bet rigging the yellow card.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh,
I didn't see that.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, last week. So it's like he's about to take a penalty, and it's like the whole advertising board around the ground at Betway, and then the ones who reported him for the yellow card thing.
Ooh, yeah, it's something.
I saw the penalty, but I didn't notice that. Great spot. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So whoever,
weird, isn't it?
Whoever's in charge of that's watch this, click.
Do it right now.
So I'll see if anyone checks it. And then Jack's like, right, I've got this, write that down.
Do you get to go to many games?
The last game I went to was playoff final.
What was the atmosphere like there, Jack, just before we move on?
Crazy.
Because I can imagine that was absolutely buzzing.
Oh. It was, but it was probably, I mean, from a personal level, John was the best player in the park by far.
Oh,
but obviously, they weren't winning only for like, what, 10 seconds? If that. No. Oh, no. They scored first in the second half. But, no, the playoff final was crazy. I lost my voice after the game.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't have a voice for about a week. And then obviously John scoring at Wembley, then doing Panenka to miss the penalty. in the shootout. But no, it was such a great atmosphere. But I would feel very different. Obviously, County had lost. I would be mad dead.
Yeah.
So it's very occasionist, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you get to go into like the tunnel and things like that? With John and things.
No. So I was invited back to the team hotel, but my daughter was, I think, like 3 weeks old at the time. So I came back, but I saw the videos. it got a bit messy, I can tell you that. But no, I had seats. I think I was telling Ben last time, I had seats that were literally about 3 meters from the pitch. We saw John after, and he was telling us, I thought it was crossbar challenge. It's like, yeah, mate. But no, he was right next to, like, when they did the big walk down from getting the trophy. So right there. So, yeah, it was probably one of the best footballing days of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Yeah.
So I remember I bought Ben tickets. We were 3 metres away from the side of the pitch, and he hasn't stopped bitching about it ever since.
Yeah, we were, but we were about 50 centimetres away from the Leeds fans.
it was Forest.
Oh, Forest was it? Forest.
Yeah, doesn't even remember.
I know. I treated him nice.
All I remember is trying to see. I was like, "Who's that got a ball? Did we just score? I can't quite see it." You got this floodlight directly in your eye, and hear anything out my left ear. But it's all right. All I remember out that game is there was this proper weird guy about 2 or 3 rows back, and he was eating these, I think they were sweets or something like that. He was looking at this bag of sweets like he was in love with it. Like it was a proper, we was laughing. He's like, yeah, I remember it now. Honestly, I've never seen someone so fixated.
I remember you dribbling as well after them sweets, mate.
Yeah, oh, mate, 100, I wanted to be those sweets. But no, and there was another game. So Will, basically, and this is for the listeners as well, so they can all take the piss out of Will for future reference. You cannot trust him to book seats. Whether you go to a cinema, your eyes bleed. You have to be so close that your eyes start bleeding when you're trying to watch a film. He said he booked row B, and he thought row B was back. Like, obviously, when you book a cinema, like when you book it online, it shows you where the screen is. Will was like, this is really far from the back. That's all good. Yeah. Yeah, we can get there. What was the other one? What was the game where we had Super Nicky Pepe and we were going to deck that geezer next to us? What game was that? Was that Olympiakos night?
I don't remember. Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah, I think that's when we got knocked
just
out.
Before COVID, I think it was.
And that was another one, like directly into your eyes. You can't actually see anything. And it's like, Will, why do I even let you book tickets anymore?
Was this at the Emirates?
Yeah.
Just
like, but I haven't ever been to an away game. Have you boys?
I've been to a couple, yeah.
Who for? Was that for County or for Chelsea?
I've been Chelsea, I've been County, I've been Leuven. I think that's it. Yeah.
What's the atmosphere? Oh, actually, yeah. Now that you meant Leuven, I forgot I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
What's it like going to games abroad? There's different rules and stuff like that, isn't there, in the stadiums? And I can imagine the atmosphere is just, like, complete stark contrast to something around here.
Yeah, so when I've been abroad, so I've only been in Belgium. I don't think I went to see him in France. It's crazy. I think with the Belgian, it's sort of quite similar. So it's obviously European, so it's not too far removed. Okay. But it's like you think about ultras, and like they're on it. That they are so on it. Like the away game that we went to, me and John's other friend, like my other friend, we got on the fans coach. So there. Like we were there with the fans, but we got the proper like experience. They were all getting pissed on the bus, so it's just like we were the sensible ones. Obviously, we're just there with a player, Yeah, no, that was fun. But yeah, no, Belgium is, they're crazy. The Antwerp one was the worst. So John had moved from Antwerp to Leuven, and they unveiled this banner at the game, and it was like it was a middle finger, and in the nail it was John's head.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How did he feel about that?
Do you know what? I don't think I can't remember if we ever spoke about it. I think now he can look back and laugh.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the fans, they just did not. They hated him.
Wow.
They hated him for a while. Yeah, it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
So did that, like, obviously I suppose you might not have spoken about it, but does that, like, affect you as a player properly? Like, you got, I appreciate, like, nowadays, the abuse you get on, like, socials, on your Twitter and Instagrams and whatever. But when you're at the ground, like, we've all done it as fans. We're all, like, chilling out, fuck off, you're shit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It seems like a part of football. Like, whether it's right or wrong, let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But as a player, that must, like, eventually, especially if you get this massive banner from you've just left the club,
I think that's probably a bit different. I think social media, you take it with a pinch of salt, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if you're at the game and there's this massive banner of a middle finger and it's you, I think that's got to play some sort of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
I remember one of the games that I played, it was like 110 people. And I went to take a throw in, and this guy like, "You wanker!" I'm like, "Calm down, mate. I'm just taking a throw on. You don't even know me. This is pre-season friendly. I'm not even in the same league."
Oh, mate.
So it's just like little things like that. I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, even for us, when we saw it, it was just like, that's a bit deep.
Yeah, it's a bit too close to home. This is us.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, to make a massive banner or like a tifo or whatever they call it.
Fair play.
You've got to be seriously hating that player.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to really have upset you to go, do you know what? Fuck you. Here we go. Yeah. Watch this.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'll find a picture and I'll send it to you after.
Yeah,
do. Like, it was huge. It was so mad. Yeah, Antwerp, right?
Oh, I absolutely love it. So what's been your best game that you've gone to, other than playoff final?
Best game I've gone to, do you know what? It's one of my favourite games I ever went to, it's just so weird, is QPR West Brom. So like when I was in school in West London, like, me and my mates, we would just go to the random games, and QPR did kids for a quid.
Okay.
So we would go, and we went to QPR, went Brentford and Fulham. They all did it. Like, we was just always going there. And I just remember, that's the first time I ever heard West Brom sing. And like, they had this song called Yam, Yam, Yam. Like, they called themselves the Yams. And it was just like
the
weirdest. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
They had this, I don't remember how it goes, but it was just like, it was one of our best experiences, because we were young, like, we were taking the mic, we were 14, 15, 16, wherever we was. So that's probably been like one of my favourite experiences as a fan.
Okay.
There's not many memorable Chelsea games, if I'm honest. I did go to the Olympic final. That was good. In 2012. I get to see Neymar live. That was good. That was very good.
That's a surreal sort of view.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, that was very good. And I've seen Madrid in the Champions League at the Bernabeu. That was good. But seeing Neymar live. Yeah, seeing Neymar live, he's a joke.
Is he as good as what you see?
He's an absolute. he can't put into words how good he is.
I suppose you appreciate him more when you actually see it in person, in the flesh, and whatever.
Yeah, and I think we spoke last time. I'm all for like the flair.
Yeah.
But I don't. I mean, I could care about end products, but nah, do eight step overs. I don't mind.
So you're like, you prefer Ronaldo sort of like pre-Madrid then?
No, I prefer Nani than Ronaldo.
Ooh.
It's a joke.
Say, like, we've just lost half of our viewers then. Everyone's like, fuck this guy, I'm out.
Yeah, who's this
nasty? Will, what about you then? What's your most memorable game or favourite game?
Oh, good question. I remember being in the Kop watching Liverpool Arsenal. Unfortunately, they did beat Arsenal, but I do remember the atmosphere in the Kop was just incredible.
Nice.
Just unfortunate we lost.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I bet that's surreal. I want to go to an away game. I've never done one.
What's yours?
I don't know, really. I mean, probably the atmosphere wise was North London Derby a couple of seasons ago, just before the COVID hit. So I had a season ticket at Arsenal then, and it was like the first time I'd been able to get a season ticket and actually go to see games. It's my first North London Derby I'd actually watched properly.
Okay.
And I've never heard the Emirates as loud as that. Obviously, it's been a library until like the last 2 years anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, the atmosphere was insane from start to finish. You could feel, like, just, you can feel the pressure as you was walking like through the tube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's one Tottenham fan, bless him, who was on the tube. He got off at Arsenal, and the entire carriage, well, probably the whole platform and everything, was just red. A sea of red. Yeah. There's just one white shirt, like Will's like England shirt tonight, sort of thing, just stuck out. And you're like, this, and there was honestly just ripping it. Like, fair play. It was all really friendly, but it was like, it was intense. You could see this guy was like, oh, fucking kill me now. Like, just get me off of this platform. And when you're going up, it's a really narrow pathway the whole way up as well. And it was just, honestly, just like shoulder to shoulder. Going, what do you think of Tottenham? And he's just like, fuck off. So, yeah, for atmosphere-wise, that for me was the most memorable, for sure.
That's got to be brave, isn't it? Getting off at Arsenal when you...
I would do that. I would wear a jacket.
100%. No, I mean, fair play to him. He had bollocks the size of tubes. To be able to fucking just walk around without a care in the world. He wasn't a big lad. He was quite scrawny. So, yeah, fair play to him. Absolutely fair play to him. There was loads of things I wanted to talk about today, Jack. And I'll be honest, I'm just getting carried away with things. I'm conscious of the time as well. Will, was there anything that you wanted to cover still?
Probably, but yeah, like you say, I'm just getting a bit conscious of time as well. So I'm happy to, if you want to come back on, we'll have to
do a part two later on in the season. We'll see how Chelsea are getting on, see how Notts County are getting on as well.
Yeah, if County are doing well, Chelsea doing bad, you ain't going
to be. Sorry, Ben, I'm busy until about May.
After Poch gets sacked, then Chelsea have got, like, I don't know, who's the next manager? They'll probably get Di Matteo back or someone, I don't know.
Yeah, win Champions League
get
for
Mourinho
him.
In. Just... He'll bring Lukaku with him.
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me.
I do think Chelsea will have a decent season, though.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think you'll be European places. Sure, you've got no European football this year. You've got loads of time to bed in the 412 players that you've brought in. So, you've got rid of, obviously, loads of them on loan and stuff. So I think Poch kind of got his squad now.
Yeah, I think the only thing that will get us through is he's good at getting the squad together.
Yeah.
Although we did have a big faux pas the other day when they were like, what's going to happen with Malang Sarr? And he's like, who? That's poor.
Yeah, I saw that.
That is bad.
But one of my mates who plays, he was just like, yeah, he can't be doing that.
Yeah, that's
bad. And then he's like to the journalist, do you work for Chelsea? He's like, no, I recently moved. And he's like, oh, I'll talk to you after. It's like, that's sketchy. But like, stuff like this happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but so, that's like, high profile fuck up though, isn't it?
I know, but boys, honestly, like, if I could tell you some of the things that happened in change, like, you just wouldn't believe it, and that they won't see. They won't ever, unless the person involved or one of the two people involved say You just won't know.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I can maybe tell you off air, but...
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you very much. We're going to hang up now. No, Jack, I definitely want to get you on again later on in the season, if that's all right, mate. I know that we've done a bit of a bumper episode, guys, but if you're still listening, thank you very much. Jack, it's been a pleasure.
You too.
Will, I know it's very late for you. You haven't yawned tonight either, so well done, mate. I'm really proud of you.
How do you mean?
And you've gone to football, you come back, and you've still done this. So thank you, Will.
Yeah, cheers,
mate. Guys, thanks for listening, and catch you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.